another good set of good bluegrass music, some of the very finest that you'll ever hear anywhere at a bluegrass festival. First class bluegrass, ladies and gentlemen, it's about to happen right here on this stage in Dahlonega, Georgia. They're Grand Ole Opry stars. Would you make them welcome the Osborne Brothers?
Thank you. you be there, my favorite memory. Your lips were sweet, your arms were warm, I tasted life. You'll have my heart in all my dreams each night. Though something calls out yonder now, and I must leave,
much, and we appreciate your time this afternoon. Actually, you couldn't go anywhere because it was raining. If you'll stay now, that's the trick, I guess. So we'll try and do the best we can to entertain you until something better gets out here. The old boy playing the dobro on the far end of the stage is into his third year with us now, and he does a wonderful job playing the dobro. He's a great singer. Well, no, he's a good singer. He's not a great singer. He's a great dobro player, and he's a sort of kind of singer. Anyway, actually, he's not really decent. He's going to play a tune for you on the dobro right now that whatever he plays, I'm sure you've heard it before. He's got a couple of albums out on his own. He's got a new one out just recently. He's a man of many names, one including the Grateful Red.
Red Lobster,
Red Onion, Rootin', Tootin', Shootin', Nine-Toed Wootin', where he shot his toe off one time. Going for a quarter and he shot his toe off. But most recently, he's from Franklin to North Carolina. That's Whistling Walt Wootin'. Give him a nice hand.
sing along. You are the dearest land I've ever known.
Thank you all very much. That song was released, I guess, first of all, about 1963 on Decca Records, and then and we re-recorded it about 1977, 78, and it's on an album that came out on Sugar Hill Records. And in 1992, I guess it was, March the 18th of 1992, our record and that song was accepted by the state of Kentucky as one of their official state songs, and we're proud of that. Young man, I'm sorry? Rank Stranger? All right. you. Thank you very much. We dedicate that to every one of you guys that's fought in wars or wherever for this country. Anybody that's in the military, anybody in service, we do that for you. In respect for our country, too. All right. And needless to say, I love to play that tune. Anyway, all right. Now, let's see, which one of... Oh, him. Him next. That's right. Him from... sorry. He's from Terre Haute, Indiana. You know him. He's been with us 6 years now, as Ralph Stanley would say, 6 years. And he does a wonderful job, and he's going to sing a song from his latest album. The title of the album is Your Own Set of Rules, and that's a song he's going to sing, Your Own Set of Rules. That's Terry Eldridge, if you will, please.
It seems that's the way it must be. And I know that no matter how hard I try, you'll never, no, never love me. Thank you very much. The title of that is A Chopin Farewell. We're running a little bit short on time, and we're having to do it again, so we'll have to do it next time, next show. He's from Tampa, Florida, David Crowe, and I stand for David.
Portia Granny Crowe. David Portia Granny.
The gentleman playing the bass is going to do some singing here for you. He has a CD on our table. I'll tell you about him a little bit later, but he's going to sing one called The Hobo Blues. Welcome, if you would, please, from North Carolina, Terry Smith.
I done packed my whole knapsack. Got a train to catch a mile on down the track. I've been hanging round this old town way too many days. I gotta ramble on, I must be on my way.
I got the hobo blues. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta get the hobo blues. When I hear that whistle blow, gotta move, gotta move, gotta get the hobo blues.
Boxcar with my coffee can and my whole guitar. Be sure that I'm close enough to hear that passing train. I got the freight train fever chugging in my veins.
I got the hobo blues. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta get the hobo blues. When I hear that whistle blow, gotta move, gotta move, gotta get the hobo blues. I got the hobo blues. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta get the hobo blues. When I hear that whistle blow,
woo!
Gotta move, gotta move, gotta get the hobo blues.
Hobo Blues, our tents set up over here, the little red and yellow, red and yellow tent. Ain't another like it around here, I don't think. But our records and everything is set up here. All the guys on the stage here have CDs, David Crowe, Terry Smith, Terry Eldridge, and Gino Wooten. They all have CDs and cassettes on our table. And Sonny and me have some brand new Grand Ole Opry souvenir picture books. It's the latest one, has stories and pictures and everything of all the newest members of the Grand Ole Opry and some of the older stars that's not with us anymore. Stories and history and everything. All in that book right there. Bunch of pages, color, pictures, and black and white. We have an album called Touch of the Past. It has a lot of people on it. Alison Krauss and myself did some singing on it. Sonny and Earl Scruggs did some picking on it. And John Hartford, Benny Martin, Bluegrass Cardinals, a whole bunch of folks on that CD there. Touch of the Past, the title of it by Larry Perkins. We have it on our table. And we have some Bill Monroe. Nice, yeah, that's what I told him. I told him all about me. That has to sound it. Let's see.
Sorry.
Oh, another CD. All these guys up here got together. Gene Wooten and Terry Eldridge Smith and all of them got together. They call themselves the Sidemen. And they have a brand new CD out. It has some nice songs on it, and it'll be on our table up there. All these guys here. And boys. That's a bad one there, too. This will conclude our first
performance here this afternoon with this song here. It's been kind of good to us as the years have went by, and they have rolled on by. We'll end it with this one here.
He forgot to tell you, you know the Bill Monroe story, if you all weren't here yesterday and Bill talked to you about it, we have a video that lasts 90 minutes, and it's Bill Monroe's music, his whole life story and the whole thing of bluegrass music, and Bobby and I are on it, and a lot of other people. Jimmy Martin is on it, and Mac Wiseman, and just all kinds of folks is on it. The great bluegrass artist Marty Stewart is on it, and if you all are interested... What? What are you laughing about? He's a bluegrass artist. He played the Ryman last Tuesday. That's bluegrass. That's right. We're also looking for a new president, too. Anyway, wow! Next show, y'all come back, I'll tell you a joke. A funny joke. It's a funny Bill Clinton joke. I just heard it last night. I'm neither for nor against him, but I mean, I've got it. It's a funny joke. All right. Anyway, we have that that video right over there, that yellow and that tent right over there. That's where we'll be. So, and if y'all want to get out of the rain, because it'll rain some more after a while, and maybe snow, come over there if you want to. We got some new lies, too.
Top down in the Tennessee hill. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bill. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half got the other half cat. Wilder than me, but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that.
Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
How about one more time for young David Crow and for Terry Smith, if you will, please. And for rootin', tootin', shootin', one-legged wootin'. And for big Terry Eldridge on the guitar and Dangerous Bob the Hatchet Man.
I've had years of cramped up city life traveling.
Rocky Top,
Brothers, let's hear one more time for that outstanding performance today in Dahlonega, Georgia. They are wonderful. Good job. Great band. Oh, that's first class. Man, oh man, is that good. That's a wonderful show for us, and I hope they'll keep that up forever. But I was sitting there thinking, just where in the world would we be without Sonny and Bobby Osborne? There's so many people that are doing bluegrass music, whether it's promoting it, playing it, singing it, because of these two guys. And that's a wonderful reputation to have. And we respect them. They're first class, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome them back to the stage, Grand Ole Opry stars, the Osborne Brothers.
You left me and you went.
just the way we used to be. Let's be sweethearts again. Darling, just you and me.
Thank you all very much. We've got our whole program. You all have come by the record table, I guess, and asked us to do a whole program full of songs. They showed me a list about like that. We'll try to get them all in. We had a request just as we came started on stage. I apologize for not coming out to the record table. I didn't want to. So, no. No, I had some surgery, a major back surgery about 2 months ago, and I'm not fully 800% just yet. But I'll be back, and I'll be back out there again. But I had to not do it this time. You want to come down here and say that clear where I can get a good shot at you? All right. I'm getting paid, though. You know what? I don't go real good for somebody to tell you to say that I lied. Maybe he'll say that a little bit later, closer to me. We had a request to do a song called Making Plans, which we'll try to do right now.
Cause you make
All right, making plans. John Milad, there my boy is. Thank you, son. Thank you very much for requesting. I appreciate it. John Duffy. John Duffy. Lifetime friend. A lifetime. That's the best way to put it. A lifetime friend. Thank you for requesting it. I'm glad we could do it. Now, Gringo. We'll play one on the dobro for you. Doesn't matter which one. They said just have Gringo play one on the dobro. So this is Nine-Toed Wootin's going to play you a 10 on the dobro.
Gino doing Be All Smiles Tonight. You don't have that in your, on your tape, buddy. That's on his brand new CD that he has on our table up there. The title of the CD is called Don't Look Now. I'll Be All Smiles Tonight is nice on the dobro, and Gino has that on the CD. It's real nice playing, if you like. Got a whole bunch of requests, and here's another just as cold inside. No, the warmth is gone without my baby.
mind something stirs, and my lips start crying out your name.
While I'm sitting here wondering where you are
and listening to the rain,
the beating on the window can't compare to the beating that I'm taking. The wind is gonna hold, look at me, I'm already breaking.
Memory's tugging at my heart and it's gonna break beneath the strain.
While I'm sitting here
listening to the rain.
We came to you, big city.
you don't give her back, I'll lose my mind.
These old boys running around here filming, I guess you've all been told this already today. They're from ABC, Nightline, I guess it is, and they're filming all kinds of stuff. And we did about an hour or 15, 20-minute interview out in the bus today, and I thought all these guys, you know, are from all over the world, and this one guy's telling me he lived outside the United States for 15 years, and instead of saying, come over here, they say, come over here. And so I figured, well, they're from New York or somewhere like that, and I guess one of them here is from over somewhere, Vietnam, maybe. I think he's Vietnamese. That's right, he is. That's for sure. And the other guy is from New York or somewhere like that. And so this old boy on the camera here, when they were done, I said, you know, you look a little familiar to me. He said, well, heck, I was raised out there in Madison, Tennessee. And come to find out, his daddy has got an auto salvage place. That's a good name for a junkyard. And serious, I used to own an English car, a TR6, and if those of you who've ever had that kind of car, you know that each time you drive a TR6, you have to almost overhaul the engine and change everything in it again. Well, I had one of those for about a year, and every time I drove it, I had to put a part on it. And I went to his daddy's auto salvage junkyard place and bought parts for it. I thought it was weird, though. These guys have done a great job, and they've kind of stayed out of your way. Give them a nice hand. They deserve it. July the 4th, incidentally, is when all this is going to be shown back. You've probably been told this already today, but they're going to show it back July the 4th. And probably what the big punchline of all this stuff will be that there's no film in the camera, and it's all a hoax. And they're all three very, very wealthy guys that get their kicks by running around fooling hillbillies. Oh, well. Here's a song written by Boudlow and Felice Bryant about an old hound dog from Tennessee, and you've requested the Tennessee Hound Dog.
He's a dynamite, uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo.
Sense in the end of it, no, and they've got in their head
right. Tennessee Hound Dog, we had a special request to doing an old Lester Earl tune, a Flat and Scruggs song called Doing My Time. We'll do that one. Here's an old John Denver song that we had a chart record in 1972, I guess it was, 1972, on Decca Records. It's called Take Me Home Country Road.
Country Road. West Virginia, a mountain mama, take me home, country road. Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, a mountain mama, around her, a miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, a mountain mama, take me home, country road. I hear her voice in the morning hour, she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country road. West Virginia, a mountain mama, take me home, country road, take me home, country road.
All right, take me home, country roads, and here is Georgia Mules and country.
Whoa! Hold on there, little fella.
He said, hold on to what?
Georgia Mules and Little Roy Lewis is fading fast away.
Georgia Mules and country boys are fading fast away.
You don't see many mules these days, you don't see many mules, and you don't see many old boys baling hay. I ain't knocking progress, but it hurts me some to say that Georgia mules and country boys are capture what it listens. Although they know deep down those days are through. Well, you don't see many mules these days, you don't see many mules, and you don't see many old boys baling hay. I ain't knocking progress, but it hurts me some to say that Georgia mules and country boys are fading fast away.
Bonnie's party.
How many boys had ever walked behind a plow?
Hardwood floors, ooh.
And who have you seen lately churning butter?
High heels, shoes, scratch, scratch, scratch.
Do you even know
All right.
Yes. The Lewis family, no, they didn't leave. Wallace right back here. The good one, Wallace.
All right, we have two more, and we're going to do Nearer My God to Thee, which is a pretty song. And if you all want to sing along on it, you're welcome to do that. We'll be glad to have you. Thank you, Nearer My God to Thee. I guess we all know the young man that promotes this festival and does such a wonderful job with this one and the Lewis Family Festival over at Lincolnton, Georgia, Jekyll Island and Myrtle Beach. But I'm going to introduce him to you and make him stand up so everybody can see him. He's got that ugly old white cap on down there that I wouldn't have. You couldn't give me that white cap. He, you know what? I conned him into mailing me one of them caps that he wore around one time. He hadn't been able to do it since. But Norman, stand up and turn around and let him get a look at you. This is Norman Adams, folks. Give Norman a nice hand. We don't tell you this very often, Norman. We don't get to say this very often, but thank you. We appreciate it very much. You've been a great help to our music, a great deal. All of us, bluegrass music. On the bass one more time. And for the nine-toed man, the Grateful Red, Gene Wooten, give him a nice hand. And for Big Terry Eldridge on the guitar. And for Dangerous Bob the Hatchet Man. One more time for us here, and we appreciate it so very much. And we hope that you'll keep coming back to these festivals, because as long as you can keep coming back, then we can keep coming back, and Norman can keep going back to the insurance company. And You have been a great audience for all of us, though, the whole group. And the show's surely not over. The Great Seldom Scene follows us. And sit right there, and you'll enjoy this stuff till probably midnight. We'll be in Somersville, Pennsylvania before they get through. Somersville, West Virginia, sorry. if you're driving tonight, however, though, as I've always told you, if you're driving tonight, please use your seatbelts, and please don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive. Ever, ever, ever. I hope your God will go with you. And for those of you who saw Bill Monroe here last night, Bill was here last night. I know he did a great job. And I guess, just in nothing but just loyalty to Monroe, because Monroe is the guy. Monroe, Flatten Scruggs, and Chubby Wise, and Cedric Rainwater founded this music. And we appreciate it. And to show our appreciation, we'll leave you with this, and I hope that when you go to the store to buy something, you'll try to make sure that it says Made in the United States of America. Thank you all. God bless you and good night. Thank you very, very much. You're wonderful. Thank you. We don't ordinarily do encores, but we will tonight because you all enjoyed it, and I hope anyway, and hope that wasn't phony, and hope you weren't just acting. and we'll repeat a song earlier. We had about a dozen folks that wanted to hear us do Rocky Top again. We'll do her again. God bless you and good night. Thank you very much.
The Osborne Brothers, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. What a great show that was. They're always great.